Montauk is on the edge of Long Island. It's a major tourist attraction every summer. There's a problem, though, one that many beach towns face. The beach is disappearing. The town commissioned a study that recommends a drastic plan to relocate some properties away from the shore. WSHU's Jay Shaw reports that business owners, especially motel operators, want to stay put.
Dunes on a beach protect a shoreline from storms. They move back and forth like giant shock absorbers. If you build something on top of them, they can't do their job. Many of Montauk's motels were built on top of these dunes in the mid-1900s to capture a picturesque view of the Atlantic. Laura Tooman leads a local environmental advocacy group. She sees what this kind of development has done to the Montauk Beach.
So the primary dune is not functioning properly, so it's not allowing the beach to migrate like it should naturally. So what we're seeing is the beach just pulling back and just eroding and eroding, and there's nowhere for it to go.
Montauk responded to the crisis in recent years with giant school bus-sized sandbags to reinforce the dunes. But Tooman says it's not working.
What's been done is not even a Band-Aid. It's not protecting the beach anymore.
Town officials published a study that calls for a shoreline retreat to abandon or move some low-lying motel rooms away from the shore. The hope is this will let the dunes heal. Motel owners are worried about this plan, and they have a lot of questions. Steve Kalimnios is an owner of a hotel on the shore that could be required to move.
Jumping straight to relocation is you haven't identified, again, you haven't done all the footwork, you haven't identified relocating all those assets off the beach. What is that economic impact on the community? If you lose 600 hotel rooms, how is that going to impact all of the restaurant stores and shops?
Kalimnios and other Montauk business owners want to remove any call for coastal relocation from the study. They want the town to focus on rebuilding the beach with more sand that's either trucked in or dredged from the bottom of the ocean. Kevin McAllister is a shore management expert. He says restoring the dunes is the only way to keep Montauk safe for the future.
There's recognition that natural systems provide greater protection than the engineered approaches. And that's why restoring a primary dune in this area is so important for the long-term protection of the downtown community.
McAllister wants Montauk to adopt a relocation plan. If it does, other coastal communities will have a blueprint to follow. If it doesn't, McAllister says this could dull momentum for an appropriate response to climate change. Allison Bronco is the director of coastal programs for the Nature Conservancy in New York. Bronco says beach erosion is happening all over the country, and concrete steps need to be taken now.
We can't just wait and consider it a problem for the future, bury our heads in the sand, and not worry about it until the next generation. It's a really hard conversation to talk about changing the face of your town, moving where you live.
The Montauk Hamlet study is just a suggestion for a relocation plan, and it still needs approval from the town board. For now, Montauk is like other beach towns along the East Coast. Local officials want to buy some time with more beach replenishment that costs millions of dollars every few years. For WSHU News, I'm Jay Shaw.